Module 2, The True Cost of Poor Sleep. Welcome to Module 2. This is Dr. Thomas Solis again, and I want to thank you for continuing this journey with me. If Module 01 was your invitation into sacred rest, then this module is your mirror to help you see clearly what unhealed sleep is costing you. Let me tell you a story about Marcus. Burnout and the True Cost of Sleeplessness. Marcus kept a small notebook in his pocket. It began as a work habit, quick sketches, measurements, lists he could tick off. Over time, the pages changed. He started writing reminders to apologize for snapping at his wife, to call his mother back after a week of silence, to reorder the lunch he had forgotten to eat. His list of repairs grew longer as his nights grew shorter. He was the first one awake in his house. The artificial light of his phone illuminating his face before the sun came up, and the last to go to bed, scrolling through building plans on his tablet. The glow kept his mind awake, the blue light blocking the hormones that bring sleep, and the tablet teaching his brain that bed was a place to work instead of rest. Both the notebook and the tablet had become crutches, things he leaned on each night instead of sleep. One afternoon, a missed train became a missed promise. He arrived at his son's school 30 minutes late. The music had finished, but the echo of the recital still seemed to hang in the air. He had missed the performance he promised to be at, and the look on his son's face carried the weight of disappointment. Later that night, he lay awake in the dark, replaying the disappointment on his son's face. His body and mind were tired, but guilt kept him restless, and his body had forgotten how to surrender. Instructional teaching. Marcus is not alone. Many high-functioning people pay this quiet cost without realizing it. The modern crutches we lean on, phones, tablets, endless lists, promise to keep us upright, but in truth, they wear us down. If parts of his story feel close to home, hear this. You are not broken, you are misaligned. And there is a gentle way back. We live in a culture that prizes performance, but too often dismisses rest. We overstimulate and under-recover, and call it modern life. The decline is slow, enthusiasm fades, vibrance dulls, and then something breaks. Health, relationships, hope. Poor sleep carries hidden costs in every part of life. Physical health. Sleep is your body's nightly tune-up. Even mild sleep deprivation increases inflammation, raises blood pressure, disrupts metabolism, and weakens immune function. Just one night of poor sleep weakens your body's frontline immune cell defenders, making you more vulnerable to illness. Mental clarity. Your brain reorganizes itself during sleep. It files memories, clears toxins, and restores the neural circuits responsible for clarity and creativity. When sleep is cut short, reaction time slows, focus fragments, and memory weakens. Research shows that even a single night of restricted sleep can impair thinking as much as an elevated blood alcohol level. Further, driving while sleep-deprived can be just as dangerous as driving under the influence of alcohol, because the brain simply cannot respond in time. Emotional stability. Sleep is like a cushion for your emotions. Without it, your stress hormones rise, and the part of your brain that handles fear and feelings, called the amygdala, goes into overdrive. Suddenly, small problems feel much bigger. Poor sleep makes it harder to stay calm, so you react instead of respond. Spiritual connection. When your body is in rhythm and your heart rests in gratitude, you become aligned and allow blessings to flow into your life far more easily. Dr. Charles Morin, a pioneer in the treatment of insomnia and creator of the Insomnia Severity Index used worldwide, is recognized as one of the foremost sleep researchers of our time. His studies have shown that insomnia is not just about being unable to sleep. It is about the way sleeplessness reshapes mood, thought, and behavior, creating cycles of anxiety that reinforce the problem. His work proves that the mind can learn to rest again with gentle and consistent practice. Understanding these costs is the first step. The second is restoration. And restoration begins with the simplest, most powerful shift, protecting the association between your bed and sleep. Your brain learns by association. If you routinely do wakeful activities in bed, working, scrolling, worrying, watching videos, your mind learns that the bed is a place to be alert. This is why the leave the bed rule matters so much. It teaches the brain, patiently and clearly, that wakefulness belongs elsewhere and sleep belongs in the bed. Your task is not to chase sleep. You were never meant to force rest. You were designed to receive it, freely, gently, every night. Here are the essential protections, simple and sacred. Prepare your sleep chair or couch. During the day, set up a simple chair or your couch that will be your gentle place of wakefulness at night. Place a light blanket across it and a soft, warm lamp within reach. Keep a calming paper book nearby. This space is not for working or scrolling. It is a sanctuary for stillness. At night, if you cannot sleep, you need only rise, make yourself a warm chamomile tea, then wrap yourself in the blanket, sit quietly under the soft light, and read a few pages until your body invites you back to bed. Preparing the path well ahead of sleep time makes it easier to follow in the night, reducing resistance and keeping your bed sacred for sleep. Leave the bed when wakeful. If you find yourself awake in bed for about 20 minutes, do not lie there in frustration. Rise calmly, keep the lights very low and warm, and step into your sleep chair or onto the couch. There, you may sit quietly, breathe slowly, or read your calming book. When your eyes grow heavy again, return to your bed. This gentle rhythm teaches your brain that bed is for sleep, and wakefulness has its own place. Remove alertness cues. Do not allow your bedroom to become a thinking room, where worries and plans take the place of peace. Turn the clock face away so you cannot watch the minutes pass. Place your phone on flight mode and outside the bedroom, or at least out of reach. Ideally, there should be no electronics in your bedroom at all. Screens, phones, and devices keep your mind alert and signal your body to stay awake. A sanctuary for rest is best kept free from these intrusions. As you honor these protections, the fog begins to lift. Sleep comes more easily. Nights feel calmer. You are not forcing rest. You are remembering how to receive it. A spiritual foundation. Here is a passage from the Bible to contemplate. In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. The Book of Psalms, chapter 4, verse 8. Your action step. One action only tonight, simple and clear. Open your sleep journal and write today's date. On the next line, write, I commit to the steps I've learned in this module. Then list the actions you will take tonight. That is your single action for tonight, a declaration to protect the bed as a sanctuary for sleep. Close your journal, dim the lights, and prepare the room for peace. This is Dr. Tom. I'll see you in BLT Sleep Mastery, Module 03.